Next patient is Pierce Temple. Last name, T-E-M like in Mike, P like in Peter, L like in Lima, E like in Echo. First name, P-E-A-R-C-E. 37-year-old, white male, that is morbidly obese. Was treated with bariatric surgery. More than 2 years ago, in July of 2021. Postoperatively, the patient developed gastrointestinal bleed, comma, inability to eat because of discomfort. Liquid bowel movements related to pancreatic insufficiency. The patient was placed on Creon and ever since he has been taking the medication, the appetite came back, the ulcer subsided. He started to feel stronger and better. Stop having significant fluctuations in the body weight. He has been increasing the body weight, and according to his information, his body weight is 266 pounds compared to 241 pounds that were documented in the last visit that was a year ago. The period, the electrolyte imbalance related to hypokalemia, I was extremely symptomatic with weakness in the lower extremities, has improved. The hypomagnesemia has improved. The kidney function has remained stable. The patient has been able to ambulate. And as a matter of fact, he has been able to secure a full-time job at Walmart. Period. The patient is recommended to avoid the fluctuations in the body weight, monitor the body weight, restrict the sodium intake and the fluid intake, and follow a plant-based diet. Number two, status of bariatric surgery. The patient was complaining of weakness and inability to have activity from time to time. He hasn't had a cardiac evaluation. And I think that this patient has to be evaluated by the cardiologist. We are going to request the patient to see Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Following number, morbid obesity improved. Following number, hypokalemia that has been corrected. Following number, hypomagnesemia that has been resolved. Following number, hypophosphatemia that has been resolved. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, hyperuricemia that has been under control. The patient underwent cholecystectomy in November 21st of 21. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes in reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face via telehealth, 18 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.